This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Matt Wolf. Matt and I are going to discuss, he's at RSM, he's a senior leader there. RSM's got this great reputation, particularly in private equity funds, middle market, bigger market, mega cap, mid market, small cap, just magnificent reputation in what they do. Matt, can you take a moment, and I'll talk about you versus the firm as a whole, because I don't want to put you in the spot of speaking for the firm as a whole. But where are you most focused this year, and what are you most excited about this year?
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me. I think personally, I'm just really excited to get back in front of people, right? I think that's what attracts a lot of people, whether you're in consulting or you're at a private equity fund in general. It's exciting to meet new people, learn new things. And personally, that's very exciting. I've already been to a couple conferences and had lunch and dinner meetings with contacts and clients I hadn't seen in person, you know, for over a year. And that's personally, and I think to some degree professionally, that's really exciting about this year. I think from a business perspective, though, you know, we're seeing these changes in our daily lives. We've seen an incredible amount of changes, and we're just wondering, you know, which ones will stick, right? Will people continue to work virtually or hybrid? Will telehealth waivers be made permanent? You know, will this inflation that we're seeing, is it going to be broadly transitory as many observers think? And in that uncertainty, right, lays opportunity. And we're staring at both in just truckloads right now, right? Both uncertainty and opportunity. So that's pretty exciting as we evaluate that changing environment and help our clients navigate it as well.
And what is the what's your sense of the sort of work from home, virtual, hybrid? What's your sense of that? You're at a huge professional services firm. What's your sense of what that looks like for some time? Without speaking on behalf of RSM, I don't want to get you in trouble, but what do you sort of see there?
Yeah, I think, you know, people try to draw analogies to the trend, you know, 15, 20 years ago of open collaborative workspaces that were kind of started by Google, and, you know, that fell out of vogue. Is this going to be something that similarly falls out of vogue? And, you know, I think there is some cyclicality there, and we're certainly going to see some, I think we're going to see some sort of hybrid return to work model. I think what the sort of leading organizations will do is make that experience customizable for their people based on, you know, the demands of the work and the team and of that specific person too, right? So if some people want to go into the office full time, they can. We'll see that hybrid. Some people can work remotely, but making it customizable to each employee will improve productivity, improve retention, improve hiring. I think, and that will help leading organizations. The other thing is, you know, we'll just have to be smarter about it. Am I going to go into the office if my day is just back-to-back conference calls anyway? No, probably not, but we'll need to be intentional. Like if we want to have a team meeting or something where we need to be collaborative, yeah, let's make an effort to be in the same location. So just being smart about how you use office space, I think that will change as well.
I mean, really interesting, isn't it? I mean, you see more and more, like in any company or any firm you're in, more and more people choosing to live in a city different than their original office was. And this seems to be at every age level. People in Chicago that are always were going to be at the Chicago office are now moving at 27 years old to Denver, because I was going to be in Denver, but staying with the company or moving to California, wherever they thought. There's this new flexibility, this new freedom to go where you want. And all of us know if they're a talented employee, we want them happy wherever they are, don't we? It doesn't really matter to us. Well, we'd prefer maybe being in an office, but we can't afford not to have them happy, and so it is what it is.
Absolutely, and you know, maybe we'll see in the future, because this is going to look different for every company, right? If you're a large, established company like Facebook, it's going to look different, you know, with hundreds of thousands of employees. It's going to look different if you're, you know, a small startup or middle market company. But maybe what we'll see is companies recognizing, okay, well, we're going to spend less money on office space and furniture because it's just not that utilized. You go live and work from wherever. But we will actually spend money to bring everybody together in some sort of co-located space a couple times a year, right? Because you got to get people together. We are humans. We're social creatures. We need that in-person connections to build and sustain culture, build and sustain relationships. So maybe we'll even see more air travel in the future. Who knows?
Fascinating, right? I mean, you and I know that you could tax an email as much as you want, but even a 10-minute phone call, you start to know somebody better or talk to them more and stuff like that, or understand them more, and you put that sort of significantly more when you sit down with somebody and talk with them and so forth. And it's this whole very interesting issue is this, how these changes in human interaction will also apply to business and vice versa. And so, you know, just a fascinating situation, isn't it?
It really is. You know, they say never bet against the Fed. And I would also say, you know, never bet against just human personality and tendencies, right? As much as the world around us is changing, like I said, we're still social creatures. We're still human beings.
Fantastic. I want to thank you, Matt, for joining us again. I think this virtual work and where it's going is just all, you know, so interesting because we're all sort of trying to figure it out, and there's a lot of uncertainty about it. I mean, there really is. And so just absolutely fascinating. Thank you so much for joining us again, Matt, on the Becker Private Equity Podcast.
Thank you, Scott.